Relationship rehab. Other people's problems, your advice.
Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, we are doing relationship rehab. We got an email from Todd who says, hey guys, went to a party last week, saw this beautiful girl. We started talking. Everything seemed awesome. I bought her a few drinks and we really hit it off. I liked her. And I thought we might have more. She was flirting back. I'm not super obvious, but I thought she was flirting back. Anyway, a few days later, I see her again, and apparently she's with one of my very good friends. I had no idea when I was talking to her, and she didn't mention anything about a boyfriend. When I got him alone, I asked him how long they'd been together. He said they've been a couple for 3 weeks now. So during the time of this party, she was with this guy, but not leading on to that. What do you think I should do? Should I tell my friend or should I keep it to myself? I do like her, but I know she's with somebody now. So you're saying if you were in this position and you just no harm, no foul, listen, it happened. It's not a big deal. No, she didn't give him the number. She didn't touch him inappropriately. Just let it go.
Yeah, it was just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, good morning. What do you think here in relationship rehab this morning?
I think the guy is taking it out of context. I don't think she was actually flirting. I've been in a situation where I'm always accused of flirting, and that doesn't be the case at all. So
yeah.
I don't think that he should say anything, especially if she didn't give any number or anything like that. If he didn't get her number, then he's just taking it out of context because he liked her.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a mutual thing. I think it was one-sided.
Here's
and he should not tell her friend, his friend, anything. She doesn't have proof that she was actually flirting. She could have just been being nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of guys, if a girl even shows them the least bit of interest or talks to them, they think that somebody's flirting. And that always happens.
Yes, I've definitely been told, oh, well, you was talking to me, so I thought you was interested.
No.
I was just having a conversation.
Yeah, I want you to have
a conversation. That's it.
All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yep.
It's a relationship rehab. Hi, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. So what do you think here? He talks to the girl. She likes him, kind of, he thinks. Now find out he's with one of her friends. Should he say something?
Yeah, no. Girl is trying to get free drinks.
Yes, honey, we do.
I mean, that is how we do it. Let's be real. I'm a huge flirt because I'm just a friendly person.
Yeah.
My ex used to flip out. He would go to the bar that I was going to go and give the bartender money and tell him not to let anyone buy me drinks.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's how girls are.
Yes.
Girls, you know, you're just friendly and flirty. And I mean, unless she says something to him later on or unless, you know, he runs into her again and she's like that again, then he might want to be like, you know what? Hey, I appreciate that. I understand you're friendly, but, you know, you're dating my friend.
Right.
But otherwise, all he's going to do is make his friend mad. Mm. I understand where that one guy's coming from. You want to be there for your bro, the bro code and all.
That's right.
But your friend is going to think you're jealous. It's going to get you guys in a fight. He's going to choose the girl, let's be real, and then there's going to be a huge downfall.
Yeah.
Boy, you got it all planned out
there. Yes, honey.
That's exactly how it's going to happen.
Always,
That's awesome. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. I mean, that is, I could see that happening 100 times in a row.
Yeah.
So, relationship rehab, let's get to Ben here. Good morning. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good, man. So, you heard this email we got. We met the girlfriend, didn't know that it was the girlfriend at the time. They were flirting a little bit, and now he wants to know what he should do.
Yeah, I mean, I think all is fair in love and war. So, like, if you know that you have a connection with someone, and, I mean, it's really hard to find the right person. And so if you feel like you did, just go for it. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, you know?
All right, but you're talking about your best friend. So, Ben, your best friend's got a girlfriend. You don't know that's his girlfriend. And then you start hitting on her, find out that it is your best friend's girlfriend. And then you don't relent? You're saying you keep going.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. Love can be forever. And so friends are often temporary. Like, you go through phases of friends. So that shouldn't be a factor that stops you.
I'm sorry. Isn't it the other way around? Friends are forever and love dies.
Well, that could be either way.
all right.
Well,
you.
Listen, that's certainly one way to look at things. And I'm glad I'm not your friend. But I'm glad you do listen to the radio station. All right. Thanks for calling, Ben. We appreciate
Thank
it, buddy. 321-0931. It's Relationship Rehab. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to weigh in on this conversation.
Yeah,
okay.
So what do you think here?
So here's my thought. If you're at a party and you end up flirting with a girl and you find out later on after she flirted back with you that she's dating your friend, if you're a real friend, you're going to tell that friend.
All right.
Look, dog, your girlfriend's a hoe.
Yeah,
unless
but
your girlfriend's a
okay,
hoe.
But she didn't do anything. She didn't give him the number. She just maybe she's just a really nice girl.
Yeah, super outgoing.
Okay, I mean there is obviously innocent flirting. but still, that's something to watch out for. I've been in that situation millions of times.
Yeah. So you would tell your friend, hey, man, just so you know, there's girl, whatever, whatever, and when this happened, and I don't know.
Yeah, unless she was, like, touching you and saying sexual things to you. I mean, you, that's the thing. Maybe you're the person that took the messages the wrong way. So she's
could be.
Yeah, it could be misinterpreted on either end.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's good. Thanks for calling, man. We really appreciate your input.
By the way, this is Jeff Larson. Good morning.
Oh, Jeff. We love you.
Go vote today, Jeff.
Cute.
All right, very good. 3210931. It's Relationship Rehab. Todd is listening to us, by the way. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so what do you think here? Meets the girl at the party, you know, likes her, buys her some drinks, and all of a sudden she's with a guy that he knows.
I wouldn't say anything. He didn't get a number. Nothing happened. It was just talk, and she's probably just nice. That's stupid.
Yeah. Stupid.
I mean, it would be different if he, you know, she gave him a number and tried to set up something, but I'm sure it was just innocent. He said it fizzled out, so.
That's kind of how I feel, because I talk to everybody at a bar.
Exactly, especially when you're, you know, you got a few drinks, you're just, you know, being sociable.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So you think there's no harm, no foul, and you just move on and don't want to waste your friend's time with that.
Exactly. I think if he does tell him, it's more for himself.
Yeah. Be like, hey, dude, I was hitting on your girl.
Yeah, man, I could have had that
exactly.
first.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.